The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Lists You Can Lose. Can You Trust Online Health Advice? By Bonnie Liebman. 10 Ways to Boost Your Metabolism. 9 Foods That Lift Your Mood. 15 supplements to boost your immune system. People love lists. So do websites eager to grab eyeballs. Only one problem. Much of the advice isn't based on solid science. Here are some examples. Your skin needs the right balance of nutrients, says WebMD. Much of its advice focuses on antioxidants. Vitamin A. Since it's an antioxidant, it may give your skin some protection against sunburn, although not as much as wearing sunscreen. Vitamin C. It's a powerful antioxidant protecting you from free radicals and possibly lowering your chance of skin cancer. Vitamin E. This antioxidant and anti-inflammatory can also absorb the energy from UV light, which damages skin and leads to wrinkles, sagging, and skin cancer. Zinc. It acts like an antioxidant and may protect skin from UV damage. Selenium. It helps certain antioxidants protect your skin from UV rays. Selenium deficiency has been linked with a greater chance of skin cancer. But the evidence doesn't back up those claims. Selenium supplements, 200 micrograms a day, for example, raise the risk of a new non-melanoma skin cancer in a large clinical trial in 1,312 people with an earlier cancer. Then there's the SUVI-MAX trial, in which French researchers randomly assigned some 13,000 people to take a placebo or a daily supplement with vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, zinc, and beta-carotene, which the body converts to vitamin A. After 7.5 years, the antioxidant takers had no lower risk of skin cancer. In fact, there was a hint that women had a higher risk, though that finding needs follow-up. Bottom line, want to prevent skin cancer and wrinkles? Don't smoke and use sunscreen, a hat, and shade to avoid UV rays. Brain fog refers to a group of symptoms such as trouble with memory, inability to concentrate, difficulty processing information, fatigue, and scattered thoughts, says Healthline.com. Its advice to treat the poorly defined problem? Vitamin D. It may help improve memory, concentration, and mood in some people, which may help alleviate brain fog. Yet the website only cites inconclusive studies on depression, negative emotions, and a small study on memory. More research is needed, says Healthline. Indeed. Omega-3 fats. They can improve certain symptoms of brain fog, including difficulties with attention and memory. Really? Healthline cites no studies that tested omega-3s on people with brain fog. Instead, it says omega-3s may improve depressive symptoms and boost mood, which may help reduce symptoms of brain fog. But in a rigorous review of 33 trials, omega-3s had no clinically meaningful benefit for treating depression, nor did omega-3s help prevent depression, anxiety, or memory loss. Magnesium. Trials showing that it curbs depression? Scanty. Brain fog? Zip. Vitamin C. Unless you're deficient, there isn't much evidence that it helps. B complex. Low or deficient levels of certain B vitamins can lead to symptoms of brain fog, says Healthline. That's true for a vitamin B12 deficiency, but the evidence for other B vitamins is less clear. L-theanine. A recent study in 69 adults aged 50 to 69 found that a single dose of 100.6 milligrams of L-theanine improved reaction time and working memory. Healthline forgot to mention that taking L-theanine every day for 12 weeks had no effect on 20-plus measures of attention or memory. Oops. Bottom line, if you're over 50 or a vegan, get 2.4 mcgs a day of B12 from a supplement or food with added B12. For better immunity, here are some of the best foods to put on your plate, says EverydayHealth.com. Among them, seafood. The omega-3 fatty acids found in some types of fish, such as salmon, sardines, herring, and mackerel, enhance the functioning of immune cells, says a dietitian quoted by EverydayHealth.com. But even the small, uncontrolled study the website cites calls for other studies to determine whether the observed changes in immune function translate into clinical benefits. Got that right. Healthy proteins. They contain zinc, and some immune cells can't function without zinc. True, but there's no good evidence that zinc-rich foods ward off colds or the flu. Dark chocolate. It has magnesium, which may strengthen antibodies and help prevent disease. Any good evidence that eating more magnesium or chocolate fends off infections? Nope. Citrus fruit. Can vitamin C prevent colds? No, except maybe at huge doses, 250 to 1,000 milligrams a day, after intense exercise like an ultramarathon. Garlic and onions. When garlic is crushed or chopped, it produces allicin, which previous research has highlighted for its antiviral and antibacterial properties. But claims that garlic fights colds appear to rely largely on poor quality evidence, says a review cited by EverydayHealth.com. As for onions, they contain quercetin, which inhibits flu virus in test tubes, says another cited study. The article goes on to say that you're better off with water than juice, adding that there's no proof that OJ prevents or shortens illnesses. Ditto for all EverydayHealth.com's immune system boosters. Bottom line, many nutrients play a role in immunity, but eating more of them doesn't prevent infectious illness. These natural appetite-suppressant foods are filled with nutrients, explains Shape.com. The list includes almonds. Almonds have been shown to increase feelings of fullness in people and help with weight management, according to a 2006 study. In fact, that industry-funded study didn't measure fullness, but a 2017 industry-funded study by one of the same researchers did, and its results do not support a unique satiety effect of almonds, concluded the authors. Cayenne pepper. Just half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper can boost metabolism and cause the body to burn an extra 10 calories on its own, according to research published in the journal Physiology and Behavior. People in the study, it was partly industry-funded, who got the cayenne did burn an extra 10 calories over 4.5 hours. That's about what you'd get in 1 tablespoon of whole milk. Eggs. Studies have shown that eating an egg or two for breakfast can help you feel more full over 24 hours than if they eat a bagel with the same amount of calories. In the same study, those who ate eggs ingested an average of 330 fewer calories over the course of a day than the bagel eaters. The people in the industry-funded study did report feeling more full and ate 265, not 330, fewer calories on the egg day. And in another industry-funded study, when the researchers told people to eat 1,000 fewer calories a day for 2 months, those assigned to eat egg breakfast did lose more weight, 6 pounds, than those told to eat a bagel breakfast, 3.5 pounds. But breakfast had no impact on weight loss when people were not told to cut calories. And in yet another industry-funded study, eating egg breakfasts instead of cereal breakfast for 6 months had no impact on weight loss when people were told to cut calories. Bottom line, most claims about appetite-suppressant foods are backed by inconclusive research. Diet and nutrition play a role in the development of cervical cancer, says MedicalNewsToday.com. Really? Up to 99.7% of cervical cancer cases result from infection with the human papillomavirus, or HPV, says the website. There are 3 HPV vaccines that protect against some strains of HPV known to cause cervical cancer. So far, so good. The problem, Medical News Today then says that adequate nutrition helps to optimize the immune system, which in turn eliminates HPV and helps the body respond against cancer tumors. So a healthy diet enables the immune system to eliminate HPV and helps fight tumors? Surely no one would say that without strong evidence. Yet some of the studies cited by Medical News Today looked only at cancers other than cervical cancer, and mostly the impact of folate, a B vitamin, on cervical cancer cells in test tubes. or at whether women with a genetic variant for the vitamin D receptor have a higher risk of cervical cancer. Adopting a dietary pattern similar to the Mediterranean diet reduces inflammation and cervical cancer risk, says the website. Then why did the study it cites find no lower odds of precancerous cervical lesions in women who ate the most Mediterranean-like diet? A Mediterranean diet is heart healthy, but the evidence that it prevents an HPV infection or cervical cancer is skimpy. Bottom line, to lower cervical cancer risk, don't smoke, get the HPV vaccine, typically only if you're under 27, use a condom to help prevent an HPV infection, and get routine pap tests to detect precancerous lesions. Ask your doctor if you're over 65. For more, check the websites of the National Cancer Institute, American Cancer Society, or American Institute for Cancer Research. Among Healthline's 7 proven health benefits of dark chocolate, very nutritious. A 100-gram bar of dark chocolate with 70 to 85% cocoa contains 11 grams of fiber, 67% of the DV for iron, 58% of the DV for magnesium, 89% of the DV for copper, 98% of the DV for manganese. Yes, but 100 grams, 3.5 ounces, is a fairly large amount, concedes Healthline, so these nutrients also come with 600 calories. A serving is only 30 grams, so why even mention a 100-gram serving? Blood flow and blood pressure. The effects are usually mild, and one study in people with high blood pressure showed no effect, so take this with a grain of salt. So, not a health benefit. Raises HDL and protects LDL from oxidation. But in the study cited by Healthline, HDL didn't increase and oxidized LDL didn't decrease more in people who drink cocoa with polyphenols than in those who drink placebo cocoa. May reduce heart disease risk. After citing studies where dark chocolate or cocoa lowered the risk of outcomes like heart disease, Healthline adds that these 4 studies are observational, so it's unclear exactly if it was the chocolate that reduced the risk. So, not proven. May protect your skin from the sun. In one study of 30 people, the MED more than doubled after consuming dark chocolate, high in flavanols, for 12 weeks. MED is the minimum amount of UVB rays required to make skin red. If you're planning a beach vacation, consider enjoying some extra dark chocolate in the prior weeks and months. But check with your doctor or dermatologist before foregoing your normal skincare routine. So you can skip the sunscreen? Could improve brain function. One study of healthy volunteers showed that eating a flavanol cocoa for 5 days improved blood flow to the brain. But blood flow may not translate into better memory or other measures of brain function. Bottom line, dark or not, chocolate isn't a health food. Metabolism is your body's system for turning what you eat and drink into energy, says WebMD. But what follows is a list of foods that support a healthy metabolism or keep you full or won't cause major spikes in your blood sugar. Too much sugar in your blood gets stored as fat. Note to WebMD, if you eat more calories than you burn, then they get stored as fat, whether your blood sugar spikes or not. Pure fructose, for example, barely raises blood sugar, but its calories still count. So which foods support your metabolism according to WebMD? Iodine-rich foods. The thyroid gland plays a key role in helping your metabolism burn calories and control your appetite to do its job. Your thyroid needs healthy levels of iodine. True enough, but unless you're deficient, and most Americans aren't, getting more iodine won't boost your metabolism. Water. Drinking more than usual before meals may help you take in fewer calories. But does it boost calorie burning if you're obese or help your body burn fat, as WebMD claims? Nope. Water only keeps your body burn fat if it helps you take in fewer calories. Ginger. One study found that drinking a hot ginger drink with breakfast lowered feelings of hunger and had a strong thermogenic calorie burning effect. Strong? The thermogenic effect was barely significant. And researchers never followed up on this 2012 pilot study on just 10 men. Legumes. Beans are indeed rich in fiber, but no, the fiber doesn't make your metabolism work harder to digest them. Avoiding sugar-sweetened drinks. Yes, they have lots of calories, but there's no good evidence that they negatively impact your metabolism beyond the calories in, calories out rule. Bottom line, want to boost your metabolism? Move more. Dietary supplements can be a great way to get sufficient amounts of essential vitamins and minerals in order to really start to see a difference in your energy as you work through the day, says the Eat This Not That website. The list includes probiotics. If your gut health is out of whack, your energy levels may take a dive. If you are expecting good evidence that probiotics make people feel more energetic, it's not here. Even the evidence that most probiotics improve gut health is weak. Vitamin B12. It helps our cells convert the food we eat into energy. And when we are deficient, we tend to feel weak, tired, and lightheaded, says one dietitian quoted by Eat This. Another notes that a B12 deficiency can cause anemia. Here's the kicker, says Eat This. This form of anemia causes low energy and fatigue. Newsflash. Any anemia causes low energy and fatigue because your red blood cells aren't carrying enough oxygen to the rest of your body. That's largely why we tend to feel weak, tired, and lightheaded. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha naturally reduces cortisol levels, especially those elevated due to ongoing and uncontrolled stress. Improving mental fatigue and stress can lead to improvements in overall energy. Ah, so there's no good evidence that ashwagandha makes people feel more energetic? As it turns out, the evidence that it reduces stress isn't solid either. Protein powder. A protein powder one dietitian recommends is rich in vitamin B, and we know how essential that is to maintain our energy, says Eat This. Here's what we really know. There are 8 B vitamins, not one. And while some help release energy from food, that's not the same as making you feel energetic. Bottom line, tired, get enough food, sleep, and exercise. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Did someone say satay? No grill? You can sauté, sans skewers, this simplified version of the classic Southeast Asian grilled meat dish in a cast iron skillet over medium-high heat for 3 to 5 minutes. To make it easy to cut the raw chicken into strips, freeze for 15 to 20 minutes before cutting. Chicken satay. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon plus 1 tablespoon neutral-tasting oil, grapeseed, safflower, or sunflower, 1 clove garlic chopped, 1 chili pepper, red, chopped, 1 small onion, chopped, 1 half-inch piece of ginger, chopped, 4 dried apricots, 1 tablespoon plus another tablespoon reduced sodium soy sauce, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, half cup roasted salted peanuts, 1 teaspoon ground coriander or cumin, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1 1/4 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs. Make the peanut sauce. In a small pan over medium-high heat, heat 1 tablespoon oil with the garlic, chili, onion, and ginger. Cook, stirring often, until softened and lightly browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Let cool. In a blender, combine the mixture with the apricots, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, lime juice, peanuts, and half cup water. Puree until smooth. Next, in a medium bowl, whisk together the remaining 1 tablespoon oil and 1 tablespoon soy sauce with the coriander and paprika. Cut the chicken into half-inch wide strips, add it to the oil-soy mixture, and turn to coat. Thread onto 8 skewers. Grill the skewers over medium-high heat until lightly marked and cooked through 7 to 10 minutes, turning 2 to 3 times. Serve with the peanut sauce. Makes 8 skewers. Tip: to help prevent charring, soak bamboo skewers in water before grilling, or use metal skewers. Food find. Very good. What makes strawberries stupendous? It's not just that they're an irresistibly sweet treat, or that each cup is a good source of fiber and packs nearly a full day's vitamin C. Strawberries are also 90% water, so their calorie density is low even compared to most other fruits. That explains why a pound of them delivers just 150 calories. That works out to be about 50 calories per cup. There's no better way to bulk up yogurt, cereal, or even ice cream. Don't expect much fruit in any of them, even if the label says made with real strawberries. Those perks apply no matter the month, but June is when petite, bright red, super sweet strawberries grown closer to home start popping up at the market. Unless, of course, you're lucky enough to live in California or Florida. Bought more in-season beauties than you can snack your way through before they go bad? Don't forget, savory salads. Toss sliced berries with baby spinach or goat cheese or pecans and balsamic dressing. The freezer. Rinse, let dry, destem, and slice. Freeze in a single layer on a sheet pan lined with parchment paper until firm, then transfer to a freezer bag, and enjoy those strawberry yields forever. Food fail. Cascade of corn syrup. The easy texture, the mesmerizing cascade of tiny bubbles, the silky, frothy foam head. Champagne? Nope. Premium beer? Wrong again. Try Nitro Pepsi, the first ever nitrogen-infused cola. It's all made possible by a unique widget technology placed at the bottom of every can, explains Pepsi. It's more than just a cola. It's an experience. More indeed. Nitro Draft Cola and Nitro Vanilla Draft Cola only come in 13.65-ounce cans, not your typical 12-ounce soda cans. And ounce for ounce, Nitro has about 32% more sugar from high fructose corn syrup than regular Pepsi. So instead of the 10 teaspoons or 41 grams of added sugar in a 12-ounce can of Pepsi, you get 15 teaspoons or 62 to 63 grams in a larger can of Nitro. And you get 230 empty liquid calories, more than a regular Pepsi's 150, that don't curb your appetite like calories from solid food do. Nitro has 77 milligrams of caffeine per can, twice the 38 milligrams in a 12-ounce Pepsi. PepsiCo is committed to developing a portfolio of choices to respond to consumer demands related to health and wellness, says the company's website, adding that the World Health Organization recommends people consume no more than 25 grams of free sugars per day. So just one regular or Nitro Pepsi puts you way over the WHO's limit? Oops. Hot Tips: How to Keep Food Safe by Lindsay Moyer. Who doesn't love summer's outdoor feasts? Maybe you, if a case of food poisoning strikes. Here's how to avoid some common hot weather pitfalls, especially if you're at high risk. You're over 65 or under 5, pregnant, or have a weakened immune system. Picnics and parties. Stay cool. Don't leave perishable foods unrefrigerated or out of a cooler for more than 2 hours, or 1 hour if it's above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. All prepared foods matter. Heard that only mayo-based salads are at risk if they sit out too long? That's a myth. It's also salads of all kinds. Cut fruit, cheese, meat, leftovers, etc. Rinse, then cut. Before cutting, rinse fruits and vegetables under running water, even if you don't plan to eat their peel or rind, like melons. Why? A knife can transfer pathogens from rind to flesh. Use a produce brush to scrub melon, avocado, and other firm fruits or vegetables. Cook that seafood. Raw oysters or other shellfish can harbor Vibrio, which typically causes diarrhea and vomiting. Though rare, severe infections can be deadly. Having a seafood boil? Throw out shellfish like clams or mussels that don't open during cooking. Grilling. Thaw and marinate meat in the fridge. As you grill, don't brush with used marinade, which has been contaminated by the raw meat. Start fresh. Don't serve grilled meat on the plate you used when it was raw. Does that look done? Who can tell? Use an instant read thermometer to make sure the thickest parts reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit for chicken and turkey, ground or parts, 160 degrees Fahrenheit for ground pork, beef, and lamb, including burgers, 145 degrees Fahrenheit for beef, pork, and lamb steaks and chops, Then let them rest for at least 3 minutes. 145 for fish, or until the flesh is opaque and separates easily with a fork. Camping and backpacking. Don't drink untreated water from rivers, etc. Ditto for washing your hands or dishes. If you can't bring enough water with you, boil at least for 1 minute, then let cool. Most water treatment methods remove or kill bacteria. What about viruses or parasites? See cdc.gov/healthy-water/drinking/travel/backcountry_water_treatment.html. Pack your cooler safely. That means plenty of ice. And double bag raw meat in zipper bags so it won't leak. Hand washing with soap beats sanitizer. That's especially true if your hands are visibly dirty. In a pinch, alcohol-based sanitizers fight most germs, but they're not a good bet for bugs like Cryptosporidium or norovirus. Farmers markets, etc. Separate. Bring one reusable bag for meat, poultry, and eggs, and another for produce or other foods. Wash your bags often, ideally after each use. Pack perishables in an insulated cooler bag. Make sure milk, juice, or cider is pasteurized. This process kills harmful germs like Campylobacter and E. coli that can contaminate raw milk or unpasteurized juice or cider. Do a cold check. Only buy meat, eggs, and prepared foods that were kept in closed coolers with ice. Can it? For the USDA's complete guide to home canning, go to nchfp.uga.edu/publications/publications_usda.html. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.